position number 216233, all three.
Hobson, Rail 3.
Yes, we had the march through Plymouth and the First Lord of the Admiralty and the First Sea Lord and CMC and the Mayor of Plymouth and other dignitaries were there to meet us. And we marched through Plymouth and then took a salute at the saluting base where the Admiral spoke to us. And our commanding officer replied, and from there we marched on to a reception and a meal at the Duke of Cornwall. And then after that, buses back to the ship, pick up our kit, ready to go on leave. So there's a bus came down. In fact, it was Pam's father. I didn't know him at the time. He was an ex-Navy man, and he'd organised a bus trip from the avenue I live in to come down to see the ship come in. And I went back to Torquay in this coach. So we went on leave, but before we went on leave, we were told we had to break our leave to spend 3 days, I think it was 3 days in London. So I think I went on leave on about the 1st of November. But early, once again, a bit hazy on the dates, but we had to break our leave. We were given railway passes to travel to London, where they put us up at the Victory, it was not the Victory Club, the Naval Club in London, for the London reception, which included, 1 day was, oh, it was a march through London, of course, was the main thing, with the ship's company of all the four ships that took part, London, Black Swan, Amethyst, Consort. March through London to reception at the Guildhall, where we were placed seated at different tables with various dignitaries, and went through all the procedures of Attlee was Prime Minister in that time, Mr. Attlee, who gave, and different people got up to say various things, and Commander Kerrin replied. I can't remember in great detail what day most things happened, but I think that was probably all that happened in that first day. The next day, I think, was a visit to Buckingham Palace. We all had to congregate on Horse Guards Parade. I don't know how far Horse Guards Parade is. I can't remember how we got to Buckingham Palace. We must have walked or marched. Been to Buckingham Palace anyway. Where apart from inspection from the King, he dished out various decorations to the ones that had been awarded medals. Once again, another day, we had a reception at the Dorchester Hotel with a stage show in the evening, which quite a few of the well-known and top entertainers took part, including a relay from Blackfield, I think, from Gracie Fields. She was doing a show in Blackfield, but they fixed up a relay to the Dorchester from Gracie Fields. We had various visits to newsreels, the newsreel theatres. I don't know if they still got them in London in these days. In those days, they used to have newsreel cinemas, showed nothing but newsreels. Quite interesting, they were. And cartoons, Tom and Jerry. So we spent, I think it was 3 days in London, which we had to break into our leave. And then from there we went back, finished our leave, or carried on with our leave. I finished up with, I think, a 2 months leave due to me. Because we, in those days, you spent 2.5 years abroad. You didn't have any leave at all. They gave you 2 weeks before you went abroad. And all the leaves that would have accrued if you'd been at home was just added up, and you had that when you came back from abroad. I think the best part of 2 months leave. And I went back to rejoin the Amethyst, which was by then in dry dock, and stayed on it for a short while. And then got drafted into barracks, waiting for the next ship.
How do you feel now about having taken part in the Amethyst incident, the Yanks incident?
Well, it was an experience, if that's the word for it. I think in those days, I look at the what's happened in the Gulf and the Falklands these days, and a lot of those, most of those that took part had never seen any action. And it was probably more difficult for them these days than it was for us. I mean, a lot of the ship's company on these ships were long-serving men who'd been through the war, or certainly part of the war. The others, the youngsters who hadn't seen any service in the forces during the war, had been used to bombing. Even in Torquay, which didn't get a lot of bombing, it was something we'd been through, and we probably dealt with it. I think we probably dealt with it a lot easier than somebody who'd never had any experience of being under fire at all. So I look back on it, and I've made a lot of friends, really people who I didn't know too well on board the ship, because just before we sailed for the patrol, we picked up a draft of boy sailors who just arrived, and they'd only been on the ship for about a fortnight or a couple of weeks when this happened. But we formed an association, and of which I've been a committee member since it was formed, and we have our reunions every year, and thoroughly enjoy. We look back on the old days, and talk too much, perhaps.
Did you have any after effects of having been in the incident?
No, not at all. No, I think once again, I'm looking back. There's all this stuff, all this about stress and one thing and another, but and we were brought up in a different age, and we were used to I mean, especially the people from on board who come from Belfast, Liverpool, Plymouth, they'd gone through blitzes, and perhaps we were more prepared for it than they are in this day and age.